Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone. We're back. It's another episode of the 1871 podcast, and I'm joined by Johnny Hunt, my co-host. Hello, Johnny. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you? Long time no see.
I know. It's been a few weeks, hasn't it?
It has.
Last time I actually saw you was in Dublin about a month ago, was that? And then we did the last episode of the podcast the week before the first game, didn't we?
First game
of the season. So we did say it might be our last ever episode. Obviously, it wasn't. We had a lot of feedback, just people saying, you know, if it is the last episode, thanks, enjoyed it, would love to for you to do a third series if you want. So we decided to kind of do this episode because the season started now, just have a recap. And then Johnny's got an idea, which I think is a really good idea, which we'll talk about as well. So we're not going to commit to anything. We just might do episodes every now and again because we've had some really, really nice feedback, some really nice messages. And to the extent where, Johnny, you don't know this, but there's a guy that I work with. His name's Dominic Doherty. So as you know, I'm working with a company called Halpin Sports Sponsorship now. Yeah. And we find sponsors and official partners for professional football clubs in England, across Europe, around the world. And Dominic's one of the consultants. And just we were having one of our catch-up chats as part of what we do in the role, and Dominic said, oh, by the way, my sister and my dad are Reading fans, and they've said, can you do a third series? I didn't even know.
There's no escape.
So it's his girlfriend and his father-in-law, I think, or his girlfriend's dad. Yeah, that's it. And actually he's based up in Chester, so we're obviously UK wide. We've got fans all over the country. I don't know about fans around the world. Do you know of any fans in different countries?
There's a few over here for sure.
Yeah, we've got. I know. Looking at the stats, we do have people listening from other countries, Ireland, Australia. Ireland's obviously you, Johnny, and maybe a few others. Australia.
I've brainwashed a few people in Australia to listen
US,
as well.
US. Yeah.
I threatened to come back.
We have got a few people around the world. Yeah. So it's been good. And we've been going, what, a year and a half, is it? Since the first episode?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
February last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, look, thank you to everyone who's got in touch and said, you know, all the positive feedback and can we do another series? So we don't want to commit to anything. I'm actually sort of one of the reasons that we weren't going to commit to a third series is because I'm really, really busy with work. And actually, it's not just about putting out a podcast. We want to kind of do it properly, but it's nice to know that people like it. So, yeah, we might do the odd one here and there. And yeah, just to start off, thanks ever so much for for everyone who's got in touch and for your nice messages, which is always good. So, Johnny, let's get straight into it then. Reading Football Club, the highs and lows and the rollercoaster ride of being a Reading fan. So, look, let's go back about a month. So the last episode was just before the season started. And it's fair to say that when we did the last episode, the club was in turmoil. It was the start of the season. I think there were only four players that had been signed up until that point. One of them was injured. Two of them weren't registered. You know, Charlie Savage and Lewis Wing, I think they'd yeah. signed, but they weren't registered. We didn't know if they'd be able to play in the first game, and they did, luckily. And then we've signed a few more players. But let's go back to just before the start of the season. And I think what was really good was Ruben Sellers did the Purple Turtle event, didn't he? Yeah. And I think that went down really well with fans. And we started to think, actually, maybe the club's, you know, doing something positive for a change. Although, typical Reading, he got announced as Ruben Neves, didn't he?
Yes, he did. You never get it quite right. Although, I have to say, that shirt is a cracker. The Purple Turtle shirt or the...
Yeah.
The something yeah. a bit different. Gets people talking.
Yeah, people seem to like that, don't they? The third yeah. kit. Yeah, yeah, the Purple Shirtle.
That's it.
yeah. So, I think that was a really positive way for the club to start the season. And you know, at least it's something. And he was really, I think that was a really good move on his part. And he's, you know, he's certainly popular with the fans, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Positive guy as well. He's very good with the media. Unlike Ince last year, you know, he's there as it is. And I think he's open and he's honest. And humble with it, you know, you get a nice feel about him. It's genuine.
Yeah, well, he's only just started, so that could all change, obviously. But look, yeah, so far so good as far as the manager's concerned. So, you know, at the start of the season, obviously, you know, everything was a bit up in the air, and then we had the first game. So it was a 1-0 defeat, and you know, over the last kind of few weeks since the season started, we've now got quite a few new players. So just run through the list before we start talking about the individual results. So Harvey Nibbs, Sam Smith, Lewis Wing, Charlie Savage, Tivonge Rushesha, Harley Dean, Tyler Bindon, David Button, Ben Elliott, and then also Paul Makaru, I think that's how you pronounce it, on loan from Copenhagen. I think that's all the signings. Is there anyone I've missed there, Johnny?
No, that's it. And also all the youngsters he's playing as well, which is great.
Yeah, yeah. Because we at the start of the season, and let's talk about the players. Obviously, the first couple of results didn't go well. Terrible results in pre-season, but obviously it's all about bringing the new players in. And actually, that first game of the season, there were some promising signs. It was a lucky goal for the winning goal. So Reading were a bit unlucky, and there was, you know, there are a few players. Charlie Savage showed a bit of promise. Vickers as well.
Yeah,
and yeah, I think what's happened is we seem to. At the start of the season, we were losing on Saturday at the weekends and then winning in midweek. So there was this theory about Reading have got a Tuesday team, which was the youngsters. So let's just put the Tuesday team out. And there was a little bit of a bust up as well. Do you know much about the details of that, Johnny?
Oh, no, this, you know, after the Port Vale game, apparently, you know, between senior players, I mean, if you watch the Port Vale game, it's hard work to watch. I mean, you know, Carroll missed a penalty, but him and the centre-back for Port Vale were going back to the days of Vinnie Jones and Gather, just constantly pulling and grabbing and fighting and whatever. And it wasn't enjoyable to watch. As then, you know, it was just heaping the ball up to him. And it's not a dig at Carroll. It was just the way it was going back to last season. And you know, you people draw their own conclusions, but we haven't seen Holmes, Carroll, Guinness, Walker or Bizarnis since then, which, for, you know, the young squad or players that we have, you'd think they'd be at least on the bench. So, you know, as you hear rumours, you hear there was some, maybe some altercation afterwards or some disagreement, but who knows? But it just seems very odd that they're now clearly not injured, because they were at the open day last week training as part of the squad, but not in the team. Like, and you think, like, it's a bit like a game at Exeter on Saturday. It might have been, you know, an Andy Carroll sub come on, you know, when you need him to get a goal. Who knows? But there's sellers from that. I'm assuming or guessing that he does things his own way. He's not like Ince, who just relied on the senior players. If somebody's not doing what he wants them to do, it's my way or the highway. And I like that. And I think he's not scared to, or he's not scared to make changes either on the pitch.
Yeah. And also, I would say, and we are going to talk about the results in a minute, but I would say probably one of the highlights so far is the emergence of some of the young players, including the new players. I think it's fair to say Charlie Savage really quickly has become a fan's favourite, hasn't he? You know, the free kick he scored and that sort of thing. But who do you think so far, Johnny, has stood out for you for Reading?
Well, I think, like, you know, that you go back to the Millwall game when I don't think anyone thought we'd go up there and get a result. Thought it was going to be an absolute battering, especially when you saw the team that he put out. But it was absolutely brilliant to see, you know, Nathan Abbey come through, captain the team at, I don't know what age is, 19, 20. Tyler Bindon. Like, if you can play against Millwall away at that age, in that atmosphere, get a result, pretty much you can play anywhere. Like, you know, it's that's a real test at a young player's, you know, mentality, ability. But they did it, and they absolutely hammered them. So guys like that, those two especially, I think, is, you know, a really start. There's obviously Matty Carson as well, and the laddie up front. But Kelvin's done great. You know, it's
Kelvin, who's that?
The Kelvin E, if you'd like to know.
Kelvin Air Battium. And
yeah, but like, it's
favorite player.
It's refreshing, like, you know, to see these lads go out without fear and without.
What Reading fans have been asking for, crying out for ages, is players with hunger. And I think we're seeing some of that, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. And you go, like, they want to be there. There's obviously a style of play that he's developing as a manager, which is kind of like a 4-2-2-2 formation that he seems to play. But he's got the right players in playing it, which isn't obviously lumping the ball up to somebody like Carroll, you know. And he's trying to get away from it. And he's got players that are going to, you know, make mistakes. They're going to, but you'd rather see these young lads go out there.
Yeah.
And no fear. And if they make a mistake, people will get behind them. And then he's gone in, you know, brought in David Button again, who had a bit like Lumley last season. Everyone's going, oh gosh, he's got a bad reputation at West Brom. He makes mistakes. He's whatever. But he's come to us and he's done very well so far. And, you know, a young team needs an experienced keeper behind them to organise and to keep them in shape and to talk and to, you know, that's a huge thing for us.
Yeah, and I think if you look back at some of the successful sides, you know, under Brian McDermott, Steve Coppell, even going back as far as Mark McGee and even, you know, Ian Bramford's team in the 80s, whenever I look at clips, you know, if you talk about the 106 season or the team that went up under Brian McDermott, whenever you look at clips and the goals that Reading scored in those seasons, there was speed and energy involved. Yeah. And I think one of the complaints of Reading fans over the last few seasons in the kind of post-John Madejski era is everything's been a bit slow and predictable. But now we seem to have got, you know, we've got some young players coming through. They've got that energy, enthusiasm. You know, they're going to put the tackles in, and there's more energy about it. And, you know, you need that. You know, any good team, you look at when Leicester won the Premier League, that amazing, you know, that amazing story. And also, you know, Reading, the 106 team, it was just really dynamic. And it just feels like we've got a little bit of that back now. And I think that's down to the younger players. So you have to give a lot of credit to the manager for that, I think.
And Noel Hunt as well. You know, we had Noel here last year. And, you know, he's obviously those young players that he's had with him. He's given them that confidence in their ability from, you know, seeing them week in. He believes in them. And that's been fed through now to the first team because they all look first team players. They don't look out of place. And obviously, it's a long season that you can't expect them all to play 46 games or whatever. And they're going to make, you know, there's going to be times when they're just rested or whatever. But you look at them and you go, that is real positive, the club we haven't had for a while.
Yeah. Look, let's go back and run through the results because obviously we started off with a defeat. But, you know, I think you said on the last episode, the 106 season started with a defeat. We've already lost a few more games that season. So we don't think it's going to be another 106 season. Yeah. But look, we started with a defeat. It's a new manager that's come in. I think a few days before, literally there were four players. One was injured and two weren't actually registered to play. So, you know, and it was a lucky goal. I mean, yeah. I was at the game. They got a lucky goal. It was pretty even, that game. It could have sort of gone either way. So, and then it was another 1-0 defeat at Port Vale. I think they lost 7-0 their first game.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah, so 2-1-0 defeats. But we had that great result, as you said, in the EFL Cup away to Millwall. You know, after the Peterborough game, and then, you know, second league defeat in a row. And then, you know, Cheltenham, Stevenage, two wins and two clean sheets as well, which is always good. And then obviously Exeter away, 2-1 defeat. And there was a little bit of trouble at the end of the game, wasn't there?
I didn't hear that, but
yeah, I think a few of the fans kicked off.
Okay, I didn't know that. I know it.
You don't want to see that. Obviously, you know, if you get beat, late goal is frustrating, but you don't really want to see that. I don't know the full details of what happened, but I think a few of the fans kind of took their frustrations out, really, and you know. But look, I think where we are now, you know, 4-0 away to Millwall, and it's home to Ipswich and another EFL Cup game tonight. It's the second round tonight. So we've already, you know, won a game in that. We're through to the second round. First time we played Ipswich for a while, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, yeah. Be a good game. The Sonny Aluko returns to Reading. That'll be yeah, that would jinx us. But it is. It's like, you know, the last few games, we haven't been beaten by more than one goal in any of those games as well. But, you know, you look back at last season and where we just fall apart in games. And I think, you know, what he's, you know, that defence that we started with at the start of the season, you had Yeardom, McIntyre, Holmes, against Walker. And, you know, it must affect players when they've been part of a team for 2 years, 1 or 2 years, and you've let in that many goals and you're constantly, you know, under pressure. As individuals, it's nothing personal, but like, it must get to you as players. So he's changed that. He's changed that mindset and that culture and brought in people that are unscarred by that. They're out to play and they're looking forward. So, you know, against Ipswich, again, you know, it's a free game. You know, there's no expectation that they're going to go out and win it. They can just go out and play and have another game where hopefully it will be a kind of similar team. Maybe, you know, a few of the other under 21 players like Abrifa might come in just to give some of the rest. But it's a chance for them to develop as a team again and keep learning about playing alongside each other and, you know, under Sellers, what he wants from the players. So, you know, it's and then they've got a bit more of a break before Cambridge next week. So there's a bit of a rest time there.
Yeah, so it's Ipswich tonight at home in the EFL Cup. We've also obviously got the EFL Trophy. So we're in a group with Exeter, with Swindon With Arsenal under 21, so that'd be interesting. And the first game in that is on the 19th of September, so a while to wait for that. And as you say, next league game is on Monday, away to Cambridge. And look, I think the last few games, it's 3 wins and 2 defeats. And like you say, it's a cup game tonight, so the EFL Cup and the EFL Trophy, I think it's a good opportunity to actually blood some young players. And I think we've got a bit more reason to be optimistic now, although we've still got this stuff with the points deductions. So we get a win and then, you know, we only get 2 points because one gets deducted. We're not there yet, are we? And there is talk of new owners potentially. I think, talking about the ownership, Johnny, I don't know what the latest you've heard through Star is or anything like that, but as I understand it, the owner he's open to selling the club. He does kind of want to sell if he gets the right offer. And I think a lot of fans would welcome that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, you know, the sell before we die campaign's been going on, you know, and it's not about the team and the players. That's a separate issue. It is this ownership and the constant fear every month of, are we paying the tax man? It's been going on and everyone's been, you know, but the EFL have got to take responsibility as well. Like the whole thing with Charlie Savage and the, you know, they let us sign him, but then wouldn't let us register him, knowing all the background issues that we've had as a club. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's a strange one, isn't it? Like, wouldn't you think it would be better that you had to register a player first before signing him? I know that's kind of
Or you do it at the same time, isn't it? Well, you can't sign him because you've got this problem as a club, but you can sign him, but we're not going to let him play him. Come on, like it just doesn't. You know, lack of clarity on what goes on doesn't help. But it's that's off the pitch stuff, isn't it? Hopefully there'll be some resolution at some stage, because there has to be, because if, you know, we can't keep going on with these points deductions and issues around tax, all the stuff we all know, it happens all the time. But hopefully that will be sort of some clarity on that this season. I don't know when, we don't know when, but it has to happen soon. And you know, and then that takes some of the pressure off the players. And, you know, the background staff that, you know, worrying about when they're getting paid. And we can just concentrate on what we're supposed to be doing, which is football, isn't it?
Yeah, and I know, look, obviously it's League One and the Championship is a harder league just because there are better teams in the Championship. And you've got, you know, that includes clubs that have come down from the Premier League. And, you know, it is a tough league. So there is that factor. You know, we're down in League One now, but look, I think if you look at the results, you know, you compare the off-the-field stuff to the on-the-field stuff. Off-field, there is still, you know, reason for concern, because is this going to keep happening every month where it's late payments and then potential points deductions? We need that resolved, really, whether that's a new owner or another way of doing it. You want to kind of be a fan of a club where you don't even have to think about that stuff, but unfortunately we do, and we're like, it gets to the end of the month and, you know, we're concerned, if we win a game, are we only going to get 2 points? So look, that's the off the field stuff, but look, on the field, I think actually there is quite a lot of reason to be optimistic. And I think it's worth highlighting that, you know, looks like we've got a really good manager for League One. I think anyone now who had any doubts about Ruben Selles, also known as Ruben Neves, coming in, you know, people really, it's really refreshing, isn't it? We've got a manager who, you know, he's obviously managed temporarily in the Premier League, and he seems to be positive in terms of himself as a personality, but also in terms of the way he sets up the team, bringing the youngsters in. There's like energy, dynamism about the team as well. And also, we can be positive about a lot of the players. And another thing to point out is, you know, we've had the three wins we've had have all been clean sheets. So 4-0 away to Millwall, the two home games against Cheltenham and Stevenage. You know, three clean sheets, positive about the manager, positives about the players. So on the pitch, you know, it's better than it was last season, I think, already, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I know, you know, you can see there's more organisation there, and I think, you know, so it's obvious at BBC Berkshire, they were saying, you know, it's a poor start to the season. It's like, come on, look at the circumstances. Give the guys some credit. Give, like, you know, what he's trying to do, where we're kind of, you know, we're not even really up to speed with the, you know, pre-season and the start of the season with what he's had, you know, to deal with. But he needs time. He needs time. But what you're seeing with what he's doing is positive. And, like, you know, the Exeter game was a good example. At half-time, he made changes. Things weren't working. He changed it. Rather, you know, under Ince last season, where you're sitting there, it's like the 85th minute, and he's still not changing. He's sticking to the same. I like that in a manager. He's proactive. He's seeing something not working, do different, and it worked. Okay, you know, we should have gone probably 2-1 up on Saturday. Didn't happen, and you know that's what we'll be letting the goal at the end. But you can see he's one of those managers that's ready to make changes. It's proactive. It's different. Yeah, you know, and that's what we need. That's something you go, oh, you can all see it's not working as fans. Is he going to change it? And he does. You know, that's one of the real strengths that I think he's got. And he believes in the youngsters. That's huge.
Yeah. And I think, look, if we're targeting, you know, winning the home games and at least drawing the away games, look, we've won our last two home games without conceding a goal. The last game was an away game. We conceded a last, you know, stoppage time goal. So it was 1-1 up until stoppage time. And obviously, whenever you score, that's the result. But it was a stoppage time goal. So, yeah, I mean, you know, last three league games, two wins at home in a row. And then, you know, a stoppage time goal. I think it was it in the last minute of stoppage time? It was
93rd, yeah. So it's pretty
3 minutes in stoppage time, wasn't it? So, look, I think you take the first two games, the two defeats, with a new manager, new players coming in, put that to one side, and we've had two league games at home, two wins in a row at home, and then, you know, that obviously the defeat at Exeter with the late goal. And then let's see what happens on Monday. And obviously tonight against Ipswich should be interesting. It's the EFL Cup. I don't know if we, you know, which would you, as a Reading fan, we've got those different cup competitions. So obviously the FA Cup, you want to do well in the FA Cup. But out of the EFL Cup and the EFL Trophy, it's all a bit new to us, isn't it? With the EFL Trophy, playing Arsenal's under-21s. Out of the two competitions, Johnny, the EFL Cup and the EFL Trophy, what do you want to see? Would you prefer for us to go further in the EFL Trophy or the EFL Cup? What would you want to see it as an opportunity to blood more youngsters, or what would you like?
I think it is. I think because there's a few days for the transfer window, you know, to get hopefully maybe get some more players in, but with the way the team is at the minute, I think it's a perfect opportunity to play the younger players in both. You know, we're probably playing the younger players in the league. So even younger players that, you know, on the fringes, it's a perfect opportunity to play them and give them a chance to you know, show how good they are and to get that game time in men's football as such, not under 23s or, you know, younger team versions, because that's where they're going to really learn their game and compete against, you know, professional players. So you'll see the lads already shown how good they are at that level. There'll be more opportunities for the younger lads to do that as well. And that's a positive. If we you know, progress and we get to Wembley, that'd be brilliant. But like, one thing I was going to say, I'll just go back to that on Saturday, how good was the tribute to Eamon Dolan from both sets of fans talking about youngsters. You know, that was special. I think, you know, he's done so much for both clubs, and I think, you know, is admired and respected by so many people that I thought it was just a lovely touch. do that.
Yeah, and I think that's important. You know, when the last home game that I went to, you know, I spent a bit of time looking around the ground, and you've got, you know, the plaque for Morris Evans, you've got the plaque for Roy Tranter. And I think that's important because there's been a lot of criticism levelled at the club. But I think, you know, if you look at when the fans actually get together and, you know, the clubs are doing some things in the right way, and Reading included in that, and you're absolutely right. You know, it's important to remember, and like you remember back to 40 years ago as well, not just back to, you know, Eamon Dolan's time and what Steve Coppell did, what Brian McDermott did, but back before then, you know, stopping the merger going ahead 40 years ago, Roy Tranter, my dad was involved in that, Roger Smee, obviously what Sir John Madejski did. So it's important we remember all that. Even I think the fans that weren't born back then, obviously we remember it because we're a bit older than a lot of the fans, aren't we? So look, Johnny, I've got a little test for you.
Oh God!
So the players that have come in, we're talking about young players.
Yeah,
there are 5 players that have played in all of the games so far. So 6 games so far, 5 players. Who do you think they are?
Charlie Savage.
Correct.
I'm trying to think who else we've signed. I've played, didn't actually necessarily start.
Played in all 6 games. You got one.
Carson? Vickers?
Yeah, Vickers.
Are we talking young players? Are we talking players we've signed?
Yeah, I've played in all the games so far. I've taken part in all the games.
That we've just signed over the summer?
No, just players.
Oh, young players. Kelvin, of course.
Yeah.
Top man Kelvin.
You've got 2 more.
I'm trying to think. Nibs missed a game, didn't he?
So one of them,
Harvey Nibs. Did he miss a game? Didn't he?
No. Harvey Nibs is another one, and Femi Aziz is
Femi,
the other.
Ah, yes, Femi. Yeah, yeah. Who gets his?
So Harvey Nibs, Charlie Savage, Femi Aziz, Kelvin Ehibatiaman, and Kaelin Vickers, and then Tom McIntyre, Andy Yeardom, Sam Hutchinson, Amadou Mbengue, Mamadi Kamara and Matthew Carson have played in 5 of the 6 games so far. So it's 5 in the league and the EFL Cup game. So, Johnny, looking ahead to Cambridge on Monday. Well, before we look ahead to Cambridge on Monday, we've got a game coming up tonight. So, any predictions, any thoughts about what sort of team Ruben Sellers have put out tonight? What would you like to see?
I think a mixture of the youngsters and the youngsters. And the youngsters.
The youngsters and the even younger.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. You know, there's some, you know, players that have played first team football. I said, like Kelvin Abrifa, that, you know, could come in. Maybe, what's the name of that? Played up front, scored against Birmingham. Fuck. My brain's gone. It's been a long day at work. Maybe who else?
Is it Makaru?
No. Jamari Clark.
That's right. Yeah.
Just has been kind of featured. Be interested to see if he gets a run out. I think, and maybe if they're not moving on, maybe the 3 or 4 that I mentioned that might come in and they have to prove themselves again. You know, the likes of McIntyre might start. Holmes might start. Carroll might start. You know, it'd be interesting to see if they're not playing tonight. Well, then what's going on? But I'm just looking forward to seeing who plays and how they do. And regardless of the result, we see, you know, they're playing against a team that's now, you know, a level above. Whether they pick a younger team as well or not, nothing to fear. You know, these lads go out and play and express themselves, and you know, do their best. They're not scared. That's what I love about it. You know, they just go out and play.
Yeah.
2-1 to us.
Okay. 2-1 win tonight. What about Cambridge away? They've had a reasonable start, similar to Reading, actually. They've won 3 and lost 2. So they're up near the top. They're only 1 point off the playoff positions at the moment. So what do you make of that on Monday?
Yeah, look, I think because they had a surprising defeat the weekend. So Cambridge away, I haven't been. Oh, I used to go there a long time ago. I think I saw Dave Kitson stick his fingers up when he was playing for Cambridge. But that was that long ago for the younger fans.
Doing a Robin Friday.
Yeah, and then I think Matty Upson sort of made his debut there, and we lost 3-1 in the cup back in 2000. But it's a great place to go. It's a great ground. It'll be a good game. Like it's nice to, you know, like the exit of the game. You know, for the away fans, there's that noise and there's that intensity you get at the smaller ground, and you've got 1,500 away fans rather than 15 in a 20,000 away end. So it'll be a good game. I think, you know, I could see we have to win away one day. We just have to. But like he'll go out and, you know, go for it. Cambridge, they're, you know, again, like a lot of teams in this league, everyone's a bit hit and miss. They can, you know, it's not easy to predict. Like you saw Peterborough get smashed by Derby at home on Saturday after only conceding 2 goals. So I think there'll be goals in the game. I'd even, you know, 2-1, 3-2, it could be. You know, that's kind of the way that the football is at the minute.
Yeah, and look, I think if we get a point there, we're not going to be too disappointed. But it's also about the performance, isn't it? And look, Cambridge, they've lost 2 of the last 3. So the last 3 games, they've won 1 and lost 2. And look, we got to mention local rivals, Oxford United, top of the table at the moment. So they lost the first game and they've won the last 4. Yeah. So 2 points clear of Exeter. And it's also worth saying that, yes, of course, we lost away to Exeter, but, you know, they've won 3 and drawn 1.
Yeah.
Of their first 5 games. Just looking at, we're actually made a similar start to Wickham, haven't we? They lost their first 2 games and they've, of the last 3, they've won 2 and drawn 1. So they're a couple of points ahead of us at the moment, the 2 local clubs in the division. And then down at the bottom, you've got Cheltenham and Fleetwood on a point each. Burton, Carlisle and Wigan on 2 points. And Carlisle, Burton, Fleetwood and Cheltenham in the bottom 4 at the moment. So it's 4 to go down. And all 4 of them not won a game yet. So they've all experienced mostly defeat. So I think, you know, we don't know. It's the start of the season, but Reading are looking, I don't think we're worried about any possibility of relegation, are we? It's more to do with if we get points deducted that might
get
into it. But
yeah, I think, you know, mid-table this season is what it is. You know, it's about a long-term project that these sellers have talked about. And this season will be very much that because of all the restrictions we've got again. It was just, build a team, build, you know, we've got players that they've actually done the recruitment right on and got long-term contracts for, like, you know, Savage and Nibs. You know, these lads that they have got potential. So they've actually done smart this time and learned from the mistakes of Elise and Richards and, you know, give them a chance to grow and the fans to get behind them. You know, there's going to be games, we're going to have bad games, but you know that they're trying their best and they want to be there at the club. Whereas of all the last couple of years, of all the random loan signings and, It was a bit of a circus, and you kind of, you know, guys that aren't committed to the club, they're just there because they have to be. This is different, you know, and that's positive, and it's exciting. If we get behind it, the fan base, it's something to look forward to.
And I think, you know, we're in a better place as fans, kind of emotionally, as we were at the end of compared to where we were at the end of last season. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, it's not been, you know. It's been a bit tricky, hasn't it? But as things stand, you know, it's looking a lot more optimistic than it was. I think that includes the manager. I think that includes the players. Yeah. We've still got concerns with the off-the-field stuff, but look, the game tonight and then away to Cambridge on Monday to look forward to. And Johnny, just want to talk to you about your idea, because we a while back we did the mental health focus, didn't we? And we had a lot of positive feedback about that. And, you know, we had quite a few people on that call talking about their experiences. And I think one thing that we both said on that was, if you are struggling with anything to do with mental health, one thing that we would both advise is to talk about it, whether it's friends, family, you know, there's the NHS, you know, they've got a service. You can call your doctor. And it's not just about getting medication. It's about, you know, actually helping you, because people have got different conditions. So some people suffer with anxiety. Some people suffer with depression, and other conditions as well. And the NHS are really good. So that would be our advice. And the reason for mentioning that is that, Johnny, you've come up with this idea of doing a kind of a mini series, if you like, focusing on mental health. Be a bit different from the podcast. We're doing it under the 1871 banner. It's your project. So do you want to talk through a little bit about what your idea is and what you've got in mind?
Yeah, like it was some a few years ago before COVID kicked in, about getting Reading fans together, you know, in person. But that's kind of difficult for lots of different reasons. So then something that a lot of other fan groups do, this particular one that I was speaking to before, Talking Cherries, they have a regular online catch-up once a month, even more often, I think, at times. And it's something that, I know, you know, Mark and myself believe in, you know, just giving people a place to talk. Like, it's not for, you know, we're not going to be videoing it and putting it online. It's more just a space where people can come together to talk just openly and with each other, because we've all got the common connection and support in Reading. But also, you know, me and Mark have talked about our mental health journeys. There's so many others that we know of that do the same. But it was kind of a way, especially with, it's initially kind of over the summer, but time seems to fly, but even more so now in the winter. Yep, football's great, but there's times, you know, when there's games aren't on, that when the weather's not great and people aren't able to go out and catch up with people in person, that we could actually set something up online. Just, you know, I was looking at maybe the last Thursday of the month, or the first Thursday of the month,
yeah,
7 and 9, just for people to get together, have a chat online, yeah, talk football, get to know each other. And people might know each other already, but just have that place, and a place that we can talk, but also maybe we could get people to come and join us, that there's a, you know, might be able to share some ideas, some experiences in the mental health world, or from, you know, it really is kind of an open plan, but it's about supporting each other and like, yeah, talking royals, if you want to call it that. But it, you know, I think it's something we can do. It's not about us. It's just that we could use this as a forum to get that out there and reach out to people. And I think, you know, that's, people have reached out to me in the past, and I think it's important that we do that and can do it with the football banner. And then, you know, people got that to talk about. It's not, we're sitting here just talking mental health. It's football and mental, yeah, health or whatever. So it's something that we can do.
So look, if you're interested in taking part in that, we're not going to be putting it out as a podcast. So it's not going to be on YouTube. It won't be on the podcast platform. It's a little community, really, Johnny, isn't it? And it's like a sort of a little club or whatever, and people can come along. It's a private session. So, you know, anyone who's worried about any of that going out, it will be, yeah, it'll be kept in confidence, and it's, yeah, just a chance to have a chat. So
you don't need to be on camera even, you know, you don't need to be,
you don't need to be on camera. You have to have your mute off if you want to talk, yeah, obviously, but you don't have to, you can just listen in if you want,
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
So it's just a community connected with Reading. So it's going to, we haven't even got a name for it yet. It's Johnny's project, Johnny's idea. So it's a little kind of support group, really, in a way, isn't it? And anyone can join. And look, I'll give out my my work email address. If anyone wants more information, they can contact me at Mark, so M-A-R-K, at halpinsportsponsorship.com. So it's H-A-L-P-I-N, sport, S-P-O-R-T, sponsorship.com. So contact me if you're interested. That's my work email address. And we'll be giving details. And Johnny, you're going to be putting some more information out.
People get in touch. You know, and I'm looking probably at the, you know, at the end of September, we'll do the first one. It gives us time to get people together. And I say it's a place to talk. There's no rules of, you know, obviously, you know, just being kind to each other and listening, just listening space that we could use.
Somewhere, because we spoke to, you know, there was, I won't say who it was, but there was one person, you know, on the podcast last time when we did the mental health focus, talked about, you know, feelings of being alone. Mm. So sometimes I think one thing that's helped me if ever I've felt down or anything like that is just to talk about it. Yeah. So this gives you that opportunity. So there's no other reason for doing it apart from it's just a forum, it's a community, it's a support group, really. So feel free to, you know, join in if you want to. Everything will be kept in confidence. We're not going to be putting that out as a podcast, but you are welcome. And also, if you know anyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you've got friends or family or people you work with or whoever who would be interested. There is a little bit of a theme with football and Reading Football Club. You know, talk about anything, really. And we just want to support you. So, yeah. You know, fair play to you, Johnny. It was your idea. It's going to be you'll be hosting it. Yeah.
It's just another way as well, like, you know, because not all Reading fans live in Reading either. That was the other part of it. You know, we've got our exiles around the world. So anyone can join in. You know, that's the beauty of it being online. It's a kind of a, you know, easy access. You don't have to get, you know, when you're struggling, the last thing you want to be doing is having to get from A to B to B to C on transport. This is just, you know, hope that most people have got phone access or Wi-Fi access that you can just to log into kind of like a Zoom call or whatever you want to call it. And it's, you know, again.
Yeah. And just to stress again that it is in confidence. It's not going out. It won't go on YouTube like the podcast. It won't go out on any of the podcast platforms. It's a private event. Everything will be in confidence.
Yeah.
You can keep your camera off. You can just listen in if you want to. Yeah. You can go on mute if you want to. If you don't want to contribute, that's fine. But if you do, great. And, you know, we'll support you. And as I say, you know, Johnny's idea, Johnny's project. So I think you're looking to do maybe, you know, last Thursday of the month. Maybe
something like that. Yeah, I'll confirm up the details and stuff. And if people have got suggestions as well, I've always hoped, you know, I say once a month because that's just to start it off. But obviously if people feel that, you know, more often might be good, then we'll go with that. It's literally, you know, it's just, we're kind of hosting it, if you like, but it's about people getting involved and bringing suggestions and ideas, you know, obviously from their own experiences that can help each other. It's about helping each other and supporting each other. It's not about, you know, looking good or getting the plaudits for it. It's just about being there for each other.
And the other thing is, if you want to join in because you want to help people, you're welcome as well. It's for anyone who wants to join for any reason, really. So if you live on your own and you feel a bit lonely or you're feeling down or depressed or you've got, you know, anxiety, whether it's to do with money, job, whatever it is, your personal life, it's just an opportunity just to have a friendly chat with people who are interested and will help you if they can. So
yeah, and like you were saying, Mark, about sort of signposting places to go with people need the support. You know, they said about the NHS as well, like, you know, getting to know where you know people might be able to share resources and ideas that may help as well. So it's a kind of a you know, that it's a real open kind of way of trying to support each other, you know, and you know, in person, online there. It's a way, it's a start. And, yeah, we'll see where it goes, and hopefully it will help some. If it helps one person, then it's, you know, it means the world. So,
yeah, brilliant. All right, well done for that, Johnny. Great idea. And as I say, Johnny's going to put some stuff out on social media and let you know how you can get in touch. You can contact me by email or get in touch with us on social media. As I say, Johnny will be the host. So feel free to get in touch if you'd like to take part and you want more information. But that's it for now. So another episode of the 1871 podcast. We're not committing to any more, but we might do. We might do one a month or something. Yeah. But yeah, interesting start to the season, Johnny. And
yeah,
let's see how the next couple of games go.
Absolutely.
All right. Nice to talk to you. Speak to you soon.
Mate.
Cheers, Johnny.
Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.